Did you just make a lot of trips before you were 20?
No, not a lot.
Any of these of any particular duration? Or were they mostly just a trip where you'd go and then come
no,
back?
No, we'd be into Texas. I've been into Texas and into Kansas before I was 15. I helped move 1,000 steers. I mean, two more guys moved shipped 1,000 steers from Mountain View into Camargo, Oklahoma, and unloaded them and roaded them across into Canadian Texas and the Canadian River before I was 15.
Well, that'll make a man of you in a hurry.
You're not joking. I was a pretty good guy then, too. On top of that, the first night out, old pony got away in the corner. Found him 4 miles from where the water hole was. Next morning, I slept out on top of a little ridge there. It wasn't warm, either, too hot, I promise you. And there was quite a few sandbirds around. You're tired enough, you can lay down and go to sleep. You had no soogans, you didn't have that bedroll either. All behind that old pony.
What'd you have, a blanket?
Yeah, I had a blanket tied on behind the saddle. But the saddle and the old capoot was gone. So let the old pony graze a little and it just drifted off. And it's night. Consequently, done about it.
Did you build a fire to keep warm?
Or? No, wasn't that cold. Just woke up froze about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, that's all.
Oh, that's dismal.
No, that's all right.
Oh, I don't like that. I remember it came.
And the little stuff you had to eat was just a little stuff from weenies and some crackers. And
well, you took weenies with you?
No, the little store off of where somewhere. Some native that was born this crossing.
You had cat weenies.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just buy a sausage. Mm-hmm. Crackers. That's pretty good food. You get hungry. That don't taste bad. Had been them crab apples on them trees when them nesters left out there. They had starved to death. Chewed them for water. Well, no drinking water.
Were you all alone here when your pony ran off?
No. Another guy with me. There's two of us. There's four of us together. Two of them had done separated. They had done gone. Turned these cattle in the pasture. Let these old ponies try to get a little something to eat. And they just wandered off there. But that was 1918, my friend, and I was born in 1905, so I was only 13 years old.
That'll age you in a hurry.
And then following the next year, while I was with in 1919, I was in Flint Hills of Kansas in a cow camp, and that string of cattle was the biggest steer company in the United States at that time. They had 9,000 steers and none under a 4-year-old. And that was big cattle, lots of cattle.
Well, don't bear
bite
on that thing.
I do. I want to hear that in his ears when he tapes it. You'll know what that was.
Yellow blackboard and scrape your fingernails across it. Yeah, you hear me when I come to that part.
Yeah. And I was only 14 years old when I was.
Oh, I'd get up and roll my hair.
In the Flint Hills with those cattle.
Now, did you work with this camp?
Sure.
All winter?
I drew top wages, too. No, it wasn't all winter. It was grazing season. We went in there in April and come out there, and, well, I guess about the 1st of October, we shipped the last of those cattle out of there. It just, from camp till camp, that was the hours. That's till you can see till you can't. That was the difference. Some of it was moonlight, too. And that's just some of it. I've had a lot of that. Mm-hmm. These hours these guys talk about working kind of funny now, actually. Mm-hmm. It is. I guess we were working 18 hours a day a lot of that time.
And just so many men to do the job?
Yeah, you had to do it.
And let's see, since then,